thank you for today. We thank you for just watching over us all. We ask you, Lord, to open up our hearts and our minds to hear from you this morning through your word, through praise and worship, and through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your blessings. In Yeshua's name, amen. If I'm moving a little slow, it's okay. Thursday, we actually climbed up Mount Lassen, got to about the 10,000-foot level, and then got hailed on and rained on and had to walk all the way down in the rain and not hurt ourselves. So we are moving a little slow. Turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy. This parsha contains, of course, some of the most noteworthy passages in the entire Torah. The Ten Commandments are recorded for a second time. The Shema and its first paragraph are also contained in this portion. The parsha tells how Moses asked to see the land of Israel, puts forth arguments to obey the law, recounts the setting up of the cities of refuge, recites the Ten Commandments and the Shema, and gives instructions for the Israelites' conquest of the land. Moses also prophesied that the Israelites would sin and be banished from the land of Israel. This morning, I'd like to take a look at Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. A few weeks ago, in Sam's absence, I put forth a challenge to you guys. Every Saturday, every Shabbat, we do a Torah service. We pay respect to God's word. We thank God for giving us his word. And I challenged us all to not let that become rote or complacent. And I say the same thing again this morning. Every Saturday morning, every Shabbat, we recite the Shema. Shema Israel. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. When you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Shema Israel. Hear with the intent to obey. How many times have we said this? It's not just hear. It's hear with the intent to follow God's instructions. The Shema begins with, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The Shema reminds us that God is always present in our lives and that we should keep God's words constantly in our minds and in our hearts. The Shema tells us that one way to do this is to write them on the doorposts of your houses and your gates. We do this today by hanging a mezuzah on our doorposts. How many of you have a mezuzah? I got a mezuzah. Actually, I got several. Several. Mezuzahs are like Bibles. We all got a bunch of them, you know. First, notice that the Lord commanded his people to love him with all their heart, soul, and mind. Obedience to the commandments of God are obviously part of what it means to be a follower of Messiah, to call him Lord. But following Messiah is not merely about following a set of commands. At its heart is a love relationship. Romans 5:8 tells us, But God demonstrated his own love for us while we were still sinners. Yeshua died for us. The Lord loves us and we love him in return. A spirituality or religious bent that neglects the basic reality of loving God is a distortion of the messianic faith. The Shema and the greatest commandment. In Matthew, they were trying to trip up Yeshua. And they asked him, which is the greatest commandment of the law? And Yeshua replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The Shema and the greatest commandment put a heart affection for the beauty and the greatness of God at the heart of what it means to be the people of God. Second, the Lord commanded his people to meditate on his words. The Shema instructed the Jews to think about his words all the time. What did Rav Shul say? Pray without ceasing. How can we do that? How can we pray? Can we really pray without ceasing? We come close, I think, sometimes. We're not all there yet. But we're to meditate on his words. When we sat around the house, they were to talk about his words. When they walked along the path, they were to talk about his words. The last thing they were to think about when they went to sleep at night, and the first thing they thought about when they woke up, was to be the words of the Lord. In other words, they were to meditate on the words of the Lord. Now, meditation is nothing more than thinking deeply about something. We don't meditate on rule books, at least I don't. We don't meditate on governmental codes, no. But we are commanded to meditate on the very words of God. Third, parents are to teach these words to their children with all diligence. The primary way that the faith is to be passed down from generation to generation is from parent to child. The parent was to tell the children the stories of their faith and the commands of their God. They were to demonstrate a life of faith because those words were on their own heart. They were to diligently, intelligently, and intentionally, and purposefully impress these things upon their children. Teaching the ways of the Lord is more important than reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's more important than learning how to cook or to sew or to use a hammer or throw a baseball. It was and is the essence of what it means to be a parent, to lead our children into the ways of the Lord on the strength of our example and by the power of our words. You've heard me say on occasion that as a parent, you don't measure your success by your children. You measure your success by your grandchildren. I still feel this way, but I wanted to expand upon it a little bit. Because Sam and Heather are far better parents than Bobby and I ever were. And my prayer and hope is that my grandchildren are far better parents than theirs. In this way, each generation becomes stronger and closer to the Lord. Proverbs 22:6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Finally, the Shema points to grace. Praise God for the Shema, and praise God for the blood that covers our sins and failures to live by the Shema. Shabbat Shalom.